Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
سبحانه وتعالى, he mentions and he says, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says that those individuals who say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, ثم استقاموا, and that they have steadfastness upon al-Islam. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. On their deathbed, when they are dying, the angels are going to descend to them and they're going to tell them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Do not be scared. Do not be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And do not have any grief. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And we give you gladness of the Jannah that you've been promised. We are your protectors in the dunya and the akhirah, and when you enter paradise, you will have whatever that you desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Those individuals who say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, Allah is our Lord, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they are steadfast upon this. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, for those people there isn't any fear, and for those individuals there isn't any grief. So what is al-istiqama, my dear respected brothers and sisters? What is steadfastness upon al-Islam? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was asked and he said, al-istiqama, being steadfast upon al-Islam, is that you do not make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab, he mentions and he says, al-istiqama is that you are upright and steadfast upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he mentions and he says, al-istiqama, to become steadfast, is when you are sincere to Allah azza wa jal. So whenever you are praying to Allah azza wa jal, what does Allah mentions and he says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my life, my death, and my sacrifice are only for Allah azza wa jal. That you are mukhlas, that you are sincere in your act of worship. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he mentions and he says, al-istiqama, for a person to become steadfast. Now, right now I just mentioned different definition of istiqama from the companions. He mentioned radiallahu anhu, he said, al-istiqama, for a person to be steadfast upon al-Islam, he needs to do the obligations. You need to do the obligation, the five pillars of al-Islam. You have to come with the shahadatayn. You have to establish the salah. You have to establish the zakah. You have to fast the month of Ramadan. And you have to perform hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he mentions and he says that istiqama, for a person to be steadfast, is that you do what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you. You follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, and that you stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited for you. Qatada rahimahullah, he mentions and he says, al-istiqama, for a person to become steadfast, is that he needs to turn, afan, for a person to become steadfast, he needs to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now inshallah we're going to mention a few steps on how a person can be steadfast upon his religion. A lot of people are complaining, they're saying, I want to pray, I want to become a good Muslim, I want to change, what is the way, how do I do it? And bi'idhn Allah ta'ala will be addressing this in our lecture. Number one is, from the things that will help a person to become steadfast in al-Islam is, to believe in Allah, Azza wa Jal. You have to have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two is, you have to follow the pathway and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created life and death. Why is that? So Allah can test us which one of us is best in deeds. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Safwan al-Fudayl ibn al-Iyad, when he comments in this verse, he says, how is Allah going to test you? Allah wants to see your deeds that are sincerely done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that it is the one that is in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, from the things that will make a person become steadfast upon al-Islam, is that an individual does the wajibat, that you do the obligations, what Allah Azza wa Jal has obligated for you. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in a hadith Qudsi, where he says that Allah mentions and Allah says that my slave will only get closer to me through what I have made obligatory for him. So doing the obligations, paying your 5 daily salahs, establishing zakah, fasting the month of Ramadan, doing the obligation, what Allah Azza wa Jal has made obligatory for you, this bi'idhn Allah Ta'ala is going to give you steadfastness. And from one of the greatest things that will cause a person to be steadfast is as-salah. Making sure that you pray in the masjid. Making sure that you pray in the salah. And that's why the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that the covenant between us and them is salah. Anyone that leaves off the salah has disbelieved. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions and He says, what brought you to the hellfire? They will say that we never used to pray. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he was on his deathbed, he was dying. Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he got stabbed and he was about to die, and he got up, he said, did the people pray? And then he said, radiallahu anhu, there is no portion of al-Islam for the one who does not pray the salah. And why? Because you are disconnecting. It is a connection between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You are cutting off this connection. Your salah is your happiness. Your salah, it is your key for you to enter Jannah. You can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every single sin in the world whilst praying. And Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive you. But you meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you meeting Allah Azza wa Jal without not praying, then it's very dangerous. That's the first thing that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to ask you about. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions and He says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبْرَ عَلَيْهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your family to pray and be patient upon it. Command your family to pray and be patient upon it. So from the things that will give you thabat, firmness upon Islam, is doing the obligations. And from one of the greatest obligations is as-salah. Maintaining the prayers, making sure that you pray. Now, number four, from the things that will help you be firm and steadfast upon al-Islam is that you stay away from the haram, that you avoid sinning, and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the righteous predecessors, he mentions and he says that a person misses salah. I believe that a person misses salah in the masjid, in jama'ah, because of a sin that he committed. So our sins are the one, our sins, my dear brothers and sisters, they're the ones who does not make us our sins is what causes for us not to pray salah and not to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan al-Thawri, he mentions and he says, وَثْنِبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَحُرُمْتُ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ سِتَةَ أَشْهُرٍ. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, subhanAllah. He said, Sufyan al-Thawri, I done one sin. He done one guna, one sin. Because of that one sin, one dhanb he done, he said, I could not pray Qiyamul Layl for 6 months. This is Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. He could not pray Qiyamul Layl for 6 months. What was the sin that he did? A person was in the masjid, he was praying, he was crying. He said, this person is showing off. As a punishment, he couldn't pray Qiyamul Layl for 6 months. Now you look at yourself. Why is it that I can't get up for Salat al-Fajr? Why is it that I'm struggling? And no, it's because of the sins that you've committed. And that's why the night before you sleep, make istighfar, make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is our sins that are holding us from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they mention, from the things that cause a person to stop practicing, it can even cause a person to end up leaving Islam, is the sins. And that's why Sufyan al-Thawri, he mentions and he says, رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ وَقَدْ يُورُثُ ثُلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ وَخَيْرُ النَّفْسِكَ عَصْيَانَ. He said that the sins, they did in the heart, and they cause an individual to be disgraced. And leaving off sins, it will give life to the heart, and it's better for you to disobey yourself, your soul. Ibn Abbas, he mentions and he says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَةِ ضِيَاءٌ فِي الْوَجْهِ. Verily good deeds, Allahu Akbar, they brighten the face, and they brighten the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you in wealth and provision, and the people, they love you, and Allah will make people love you. And he said the opposite of this, that sins, they darken the heart, they darken the face, they make your provision become restrained, your rizq, and the people, they hate you. So this is one of the main reasons why we struggle to practice Islam, because of the sins. A lot of people, they're saying that, what do I do? I have a lot of sins. What's the solution? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says in a hadith Qudsi, where Allah, he mentions, he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hand, whose soul is in his hand. لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا, if you do not make sins, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ, Allah will get rid of you. وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to bring about a people, يُذْنِبُون, they sin. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهُ, and they seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness, and Allah forgives them. So a lot of us, we sin. Do we just sin and then regret it later on? No. We have to do something about it. And that's why the Messenger of Allah, he mentions in the Hadith Qudsi that Allah says, Ya ibadi, Allah is addressing me, everybody here, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, that you make sins and mistakes during the day and the night. If you look at yourself, the past 24 hours, how many times have you disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal? Maybe you backbited somebody, maybe you slandered somebody, maybe you looked at the haram, maybe you ate the haram, maybe you went to a place where Allah was disobeyed. إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, you make sins and mistakes during the night. And it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who forgives sins. It's Allah. So seek my forgiveness and I will forgive you. Allah says, do not despair in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah forgives all sins. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Imam Al-Qahtani, he mentions and he says, لَا تَتَّبِعْ شَهَوَاتِ نَفْسِكَ مُصْرِفًا فَاللَّهُ يَبْدُ عَابِنَ الشَّهَوَانِ. Do not follow your desires excessively, for very Allah Azza wa Jal hates the one who follows his desire, what? Excessively. And that's what the poet, he mentions and he says, تَفْنَى اللَّذَاذَةُ مِمَّنْ نَالَ صَفْوَتَهَا مِنَ الْحَرَامِ وَيَبْقَى الْخِزِّ وَالْعَارُ وَتَبْقَى عَوَاقِبَ سُوءٍ فِي مَغَبَّتِهَا لَا خَيْرَ مِنْ لَذَّةٍ بَعْدِهَا النَّارُ. That the pleasure of the sin, of the sinning, it will disappear. What's going to be remained? The sin is going to remain, and the disgrace is going to remain. And then he mentions afterwards, there is no goodness in a sin that is going to be followed by the hellfire. So stay away from sins and do good deeds. A lot of people, they complain. If you look at the Sahaba, the companions, they had a lot of good deeds. And some of them would say that, I know how many sins I committed. Or imagine that, can you count the sins that you've done all your life? They know how many sins they committed. So what is the solution? Allah says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِ. Allah says, verily, the good deeds, they will erase the bad deeds. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, "Zit Mu'adh bin Jabal, وأتبع الحسنة وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحوها." And follow a bad deed with a good deed, it will have it erased. So right now, I'll give you an example. You've done a sin. Go right now, pray in the masjid. Donate in the masjid. Give sadaqah for sabilillah. You've committed a sin. The Prophet ﷺ said, anyone that commits a sin prays two nafil prayers. You pray in khushu', accept that Allah will forgive you of your sins. You've committed sins. What do you do? Help a poor person. Help a needy person. You've committed a sin, make istighfar. You've committed a sin, make tasbih. You've committed a sin, recite the book of Allah. You've committed a sin, help a Muslim. Increase in doing good deeds. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds will erase bad deeds. Some people, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal has given you wealth. So a lot of us, we have poor people that we have in our countries. Imagine this author or this poor person that you give him, how much? £50 a month, £10 a month, £100 a month, whatever you give him, even if you give him £20 a month, and how much this is going to help him back home. Every time he'll make dua for you. Maybe this person that you help, it could be a cause for you to enter Jannah. There was a woman from Bani Israel, she was a prostitute, excuse my language, because she gave water to a dog that was thirsty. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave her for her sins. Imagine you giving water to a human being. Imagine you forgiving a human being. This is an animal, my dear brothers and sisters, an animal. So increase in doing good deeds. Pray your 5 daily salahs. You have an opportunity from Umrah. Go to Hajj. Increase in doing good deeds. Also, from the things that will cause a person to become steadfast, will help you to become steadfast upon your religion, is that you increase in your nawafil, in your voluntary acts. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions in a hadith Qudsi, and he says that my slave will only get closer to me through the fara'id, not through the nafil, for the voluntary deeds, until that I love him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Allahu Akbar. You doing the voluntary deeds, you will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So from the voluntary deeds is fasting Mondays and Thursdays, praying your Qiyamul Layl, praying your Sunnah prayers, praying your Witr, paying charity in Sadaqah. These are some of the things that if you to do it, look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says, if you were to pray 12 units of prayer during the day and the night, during the day and the night, Allah will, during the day, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to build a palace for you. So if you pray 2 units of prayers before Fajr, you pray 2 before Fajr, 4 before Dhuhr, hadith sahih is a Muslim, Habiba, 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. If you do that, what's going to happen? Allah will build a palace for you. And there's another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah Azza wa Jal have rahmah and mercy upon a person who prays 4 rak'at of nafil before asr. So before asr, if you pray 4 rak'at, that's also good. So increasing in doing nawafil. Also, from the things that will cause you to have an istiqamah to become upright is that you are always doing good deeds, you don't stop. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says that the most beloved deed to Allah Azza wa Jal is the good deeds that are done consistently, that you always do it, even if it's very little, that you're constant in doing that. So I'll give you an example. Every single day you read one page of the Quran. That's, and there's one person who reads a juz' once every 2-3 weeks. The one who does it every day, one page is better than that one. The one who reads it once, who just does it once every couple of weeks. And that's the problem with us. We need to be, this consistency is the key, my dear brothers and sisters. Consistency is the key. That's why you need to be very, always doing that. Also from the things that will help an individual to become steadfast upon his religion is protecting his what's in his jaw and what's in his private part. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says that if a person can guarantee me two things, if you can guarantee me what's in your around your mouth and what's around your private part, I'll guarantee Jannah if you protect them. From the things that causes a person to fall off from his religion is his tongue. Why? Because backbiting, slandering, gossiping, what it does, number one, you're sinful, you're eating the flesh of your Muslim brother, and it will decrease your iman. And that's why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions and he says that a person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with a huge deeds like the mountains, and then he will see that his tongue destroyed everything. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to the companions, "Atadruna mal muflis?" Do you know who the person who's bankrupt? They said, "The one who's bankrupt, ya Rasulullah, who has no money, bankrupt, broke, is the one who has no, you know, currency, dinar and dirham." When you say a person is bankrupt, he has no nothing, or a person is broke. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true bankrupt person, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, we have some of them in our community, that a person comes with huge good deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And mashallah, tabarakallah, he goes hajj every year. Mashallah, he always goes umrah. Mashallah, he gives sadaqah. Mashallah, tabarakallah, he prays qiyamul layl. Mashallah, he's helping the poor. He's helping the masjid. He's always doing khair. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions and he says, he goes to this individual and he backbites this individual. He goes and he slanders this individual. He goes and he harms this individual. So what's going to happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah? All of them are going to take his good deeds. Okay, you robbed me, you backbited me, you slandered me. And what's going to happen? If he has no good deeds, they will put their bad deeds on him. And what's going to happen? He'll be thrown into the hellfire. So the a'mal as-saliha that we have are very little. The good deeds that we have are very little. So the deeds that we have that are very little, let's try to maintain it, my dear brothers and sisters. So protecting our tongue and also protecting our private part from falling into zina. Also from the things that will cause a person to become steadfast upon his religion is a person becoming balanced in Islam. It's without falling into any extremism, whether in takfir, whether in tabdi', no extremism. Being someone who is balanced. And how do you do that? You do that by following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions and he says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Verily, we have made you a balanced nation. So that what? You can be a witness over mankind, and the messenger will be a witness over you. Allah praises Ummah. So Islam is free from ISIS and from all these extremist groups. Islam, it is a deen that's balanced. It is something that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the things that will cause an individual to have al-istiqama, to be steadfast, is that you are basically striving hard in rectifying yourself. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the one who purifies himself. So you should be the one, you should be working hard. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions and He says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. If you strive from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will aid you. So what you need to do is work hard. And when it comes to patience, there's three types of patience, as the scholars mentioned. The first one is that you are patient upon the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have sabr. It's not easy getting up in the morning for Salat al-Fajr when it's freezing. It's not easy. It's not easy for a Muslim to maintain his five daily salahs, to maintain his iman. So being patient upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions and He says, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fani'am uqbad dar. Peace be upon you because of your patience. And because of your patience, they entered what? Jannah. So being patient upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two is you have to be patient upon that you don't disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. That it's difficult for a person not to make sins and to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy. You know, you have to withhold yourself. And the last type of patience is that you are patient upon أَقْدَارَ اللَّهَ الْمُؤْمِنَةَ. That you are patient upon the painful decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says that وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Now give titles to the patients. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That when a musiba comes to you, someone dies from your family, you lose your wife, you lose your kids, you lose your job, you say that we are from Allah and to Him that we belong. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emerges and he says, anyone that's afflicted with a musiba, and he says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. اللَّهُمَّ أَجَرْنَا فِي مُصِيبَتِنَا هَذَا اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي هذا واخلف لي خيرا منه. والله عز وجل, reward me in my calamity and replace me with something better, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to what? Replace you with something better. So when a calamity happens to you, you don't say, why me? You don't commit suicide. You don't say, why does it happen to good people? You are patient. وَصْرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابِكْ. Be patient upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has afflicted you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be patient upon what Allah has commanded you, or how Allah azza wa jalla has commanded you. So you are patient. We need to have our istiqamah has to be based upon what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So, and from the ways that will cause an individual to have al istiqamah, also from one of the ways is that a person learns his religion. Learning your religion, seeking knowledge, is going to give you firmness upon Islam. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he mentions and he says that wealth, you have to protect it. But knowledge protects you from all harm. Knowledge will give you istiqamah upon your religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are equal those that know who don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to elevate those from amongst you who were given knowledge. Those who are given amongst you knowledge, Allah will elevate them in higher ranks. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions from the hadith of Mu'awiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, he mentions and he says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يَفَقِهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Allahu Akbar. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants khayr and good for an individual, he will give him understanding of this religion. And in another narration, and what's the opposite of that, the scholars they mention, if Allah doesn't want khair for you, Allah will not give you understanding of this knowledge of Islam. Allah didn't say that if Allah wants good for you, He'll give you money, He'll give you a nice car, He'll give you a nice job, He'll give you a nice wife, a sister, He will give you a nice husband, give you a nice house. No. Allah will give you understanding of Al-Islam, of this religion. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that the angels, they lower their wings out of humility for the spirit of knowledge. He mentioned even the fish in the sea and the ant, they ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive the students of knowledge. Well, look at this, my dear brothers and sisters. And the example of a scholar is like the moon. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says, and that when you have knowledge, you are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal upon basira. When you have knowledge, you worship Allah Azza wa Jal upon clarity and surety, upon clarity. And that's what's needed. Seeking knowledge is one of the greatest ways that will cause an individual to have an istikhama. And when seeking knowledge, a person needs to be sincere. And from sincerity, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that you intend to remove the jahl, the ignorance from yourself, and also you intend to remove the ignorance from others. You intend to remove ignorance from yourself and others. So seeking knowledge in Islam, it is going to give you thabat, firmness upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be elevated and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And that's why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says that Allah azza wa jal hates an individual who knows the dunya, but doesn't know about the akhirah. So learn your religion, my dear brothers and sisters. Learn the creed, the correct aqidah sahiha. Learn the fiqh. Learn your deen. Also from the things that will keep a person firm upon Al-Islam is following the staying away from innovations, staying away from bid'ah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions and he says, anyone who does an innovation in the deen of Al-Islam, he will have it rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another narration, anyone who does an amal from our that's not from us will have it rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the things that will keep you away from Al-Istiqamah is following innovation. So Al-Islam is what? Qala Allah, qala Rasul, qala Sahaba. Allah said, the Sahaba said, this is what Islam is. The Messenger of Allah said, it's not my Shaykh. Islam is not what I think, my dear brothers and sisters. Or my Shaykh said this, or my Shaykh said that. No. It's what Allah said, what the Quran said, what the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what the Sahaba said. So staying away from the innovations. Anything that you do from ibadah, you have to have an evidence. You have to have a delil for it. A man was in the masjid and he saw one of the scholars, forgot his name, but one of the imams of Islam. So this was after Salat al-Fajr. So Fajr finished, he kept praying two rak'at. So the imam was looking at him. He was surprised. He said to him, Imam, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to punish me for praying nafil? I'm just doing nafil. I'm doing khair. I'm just praying two rak'at. He said, Allah is not going to punish you because of this. But Allah is going to punish you because you didn't follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has al-hawth. The hawth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the people are going to drink from the hawth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the people are on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the sun is close to their head, people are sweating, people are thirsty, they will come to the pool of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this hawth. It is whiter than milk, more sweeter than honey, and it smells better than the musk. And he said, if anyone was to drink from this pool, he would never be thirsty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.